Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... Basket Babies. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Colombia. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part one, the start of the fun. So with a wink and a grin, let us begin. Most storytellers will tell you that this story starts with three wishes. They usually forget all about the fourth one. That's probably because the fourth wish was a very important wish, and if it came true, it would bring a huge heap of happiness into the world. But it wasn't a fun wish, like most stories start with. The fourth wish was the wish of a gardener and his wife, who really, desperately, wholeheartedly wished for a baby. You see, the gardener and his wife both believe that if you help others, they will help you. And they believed that if they could share this belief with their children, they would spread indescribable joy with innumerable people. But of course, lots of people wish for babies. And like the gardener and his wife, lots of people make that wish and find it doesn't come true. Maybe that's why most storytellers forget this wish. It's too ordinary. Still, now that you know how this story really starts, you will find more secrets in this story than most other people do. What about the other three wishes, though? The fun ones? They were made by three sisters who found a wishing well. The eldest sister tossed in a silver coin and declared, "I wish to marry a builder, so I can live in the finest house in the village." The second eldest tossed in her silver coin and proclaimed, "I wish to marry a fisherman, so I always have food on the table." Finally, the youngest sister tossed in her silver coin and said, "I wish to marry a prince, por favor." When the elder two heard their baby sister, they couldn't help themselves. They laughed so hard it made their throats sore and their bellies hurt. As soon as she got her breath back, the eldest sister said, "You can't just wish to marry a prince. That never happens, especially to girls like us, the daughters of a baker." The youngest sister did feel terribly silly for about 2 weeks. But then, the most incredible thing happened. All three of their wishes came true. The eldest sister actually did marry a builder and got to live in the finest house in the village. The second eldest did indeed marry a fisherman and always had food on the table. And the youngest sister most assuredly met and married a prince. That meant she moved into the palace, the finest house in the kingdom, and always had the most succulent, flavoursome foods on the table. And of course, everyone started calling her the princess. All of which, of course, made her sisters furiously jealous. They didn't think it fair that their baby sister's outlandish wish should come to pass, and they were determined to make her feel as foolish as they had been made to feel. It took about 9 months, but eventually those two sisters got their chance, because the princess and her prince were about to get a gift they had both looked forward to since their wedding. A baby. So the jealous sisters hatched a plan and convinced the princess to let them be there for the birth. The princess was very happy for her sisters to be there. She loved them, Even though they had been horrid to her, they were her sisters after all. She thought her sisters' offer to help meant her family were going to be friends again, which made her greatly pleased. When the time came for the princess to give birth, she held the prince's hand and looked straight into his smiling eyes. So neither prince nor princess noticed the sisters take the baby before they could see it and swap it for a puppy. As the sisters passed her the puppy, the princess's eyes opened as wide as her gasping mouth, as did the prince's. They both thought the princess really had given birth to a baby dog. It was most unexpected. But still, they cared for the puppy and cuddled the puppy and gave it food and walks and a cot. After all, as far as they knew, the puppy was their child, so they loved it with all their hearts. As for their actual baby, the sisters placed him into a basket and sent him down the river. They weren't mean enough to kill him themselves, so they thought they'd let some crocodiles do that for them. That was part one of Basket Babies. To find out whether the prince in that basket survives the crocodiles, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast for tomorrow's episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? All I'd like you to do is talk to a friend about this podcast so you can share the Three Sisters story with them. And if that friend has never heard of our podcast before, even better, tell them to search for Fables and Fairy Tales in any podcast player. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!